This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Whatever's on your mind, our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, is the cassette making a comeback? It's a ridiculous news story coming out of The Guardian we can share with you. But in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Richie Rich.
We go to the phones and to your calls and thoughts. It's Parker to start things out in Washington State. Parker, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Not a whole lot. I have an idea for sort of creating the second Ron Paul moment.
A second? Weren't there already three Ron Paul moments? There was 1988 when he ran for president as a Libertarian. There was 2008 when he ran as a Republican, and then 2012 as a Republican. What else do you want him
Ron
to do?
Paul.
What are you proposing?
The 2008 and the 2012 be sort of lumped into the same moment then, technically?
I mean, you can look at history however you want.
I would call them like two different moments 4 years apart.
Okay,
yeah,
so
I would just call it the next Ron Paul moment.
Ron Paul moment then. In this case, Ron Paul, he's retired. He's not going to be getting back on the campaign trail. Nor would it be wise for him to do so. He's getting up there in his years.
Yeah, he's in his 80s.
But
still fit as a fiddle.
Yeah, he still bicycles and runs, I think, or he does some kind of fitness stuff.
Helps being a doctor.
Oh, yeah, he's in great shape.
Well, here's what I propose for
83 years old.
For the 2020 campaign.
Okay.
I propose that we start a new Ron Paul revolution this year during the 2020 campaign. My plan is a simple one. We need a voluntarist to run on a platform that governs is nothing less than an organized crime syndicate which runs roughshod over over people's lives, that he or she has neither the intention nor the desire to win political office, and if he or she does win, that they will not take the oath of office.
So that to me is an absolute absurdity. I'm going to win a race, have the opportunity to maybe dismantle or at least obstruct the growth of government, and instead I'm going to say, no, I won't take the office. No. I'm going to take that office, and I'm going to disrupt any body upon which I am seated and dismantle any organization under which I am given power.
Look, Rich, I'm going to play on Parker's side on this one, and I'll hold you to the...
You can't say devil's advocate after, the rest of the show.
Well,
So I happen to agree with Parker on this one. I have said that if I were to win the offices for which I've been running here in New Hampshire, I would not be able to swear the oath because, an oath to me is... It means something, and I can't swear an oath of allegiance to the United States.
Roger Paxton. He wouldn't be able to take the oath.
Sure you can. You're swearing an oath of allegiance to an organization that doesn't exist, by which act the usurper organization, and you can tell it's not actually the federal government because the federal government is described in the Constitution, and the organization they're talking about doesn't look
a bit
like
the same
that.
Thing.
Exactly. And
but what about the state of New Hampshire?
If it's okay to pick up a gun and shoot people in order to win your freedom, it's okay to take an oath to an illegitimate organization that doesn't actually exist and then turn around and dismantle that. Well, that's okay. They'll probably think you're a bad person, but you're dismantling their government. They're going to think that anyway.
Well, you said it's thieves and liars.
If you
don't owe them anything.
If take the oath of office and you do take said office, you are essentially joining an organized crime syndicate. And so you are becoming one of them.
Whereas, well, the same thing could be said of an FBI agent that that infiltrates an actual organized crime syndicate. But if his intention in doing that is to dismantle the thing and not to actually further its interests or make it money, then what he's doing is somewhat different. Same thing about being an anarchist and staying in the military so that if and when the revolution comes, you'll have a you'll have an opportunity to monkey wrench things.
Well,
I certainly hope there are people in the military who are thinking that.
We can continue to parse this out. There's more to my proposition.
How did Ron Paul come into play in this? So you say
Ron Paul light.
A candidate should pledge to not take the oath. And now go ahead with the rest of your pitch.
Which Ron Paul did not do.
Yeah, he took.
Okay, well, but this would be similar to a Ron Paul moment, but not the same as. So. Okay, different term then. Let's call it the.
And as Richie Rich pointed out, you are basically describing the Adam Kokesh campaign, although I think he would swear the oath because he would probably do that.
This is different because Adam Kokesh actually wants to take the office and swear the oath.
Yeah, he says it's not president. He's running for not president, is what he's saying.
Yeah.
You can't run for not president.
Sure he can. He is.
Yes, he can.
He can't tell him what to do.
Kokesh can do just about anything.
All right, well. Whatever. Anyway,
go ahead with the rest of the pitch. Make it quick.
The individual should discourage people from political voting entirely, and it gives legitimacy to the illegitimate system.
No,
the goal
it doesn't.
Is not now.
No, this is frequently the refrain of the anti-voter, and it doesn't give legitimacy. What gives the system legitimacy is people's belief in it and their obedience to it, not whether or not they show up at a poll.
Voting does.
No, it doesn't.
You can watch
the various different elections where 0% will turn out. Every now and then it happens in like small towns or whatever where not even the candidates themselves will actually go and vote for themselves, where actually 0% turn out to vote. But yet there are provisions in place that will go ahead and, you know, name somebody. Somebody will get chosen for that office. There are ways. There's coin tosses.
In a federal election, if nobody voted for president, literally, then the Electoral College would be, I don't know who would go to the Electoral College exactly, mm-hmm. but I know that somebody would go, and yeah, it would probably come down to a coin toss.
They have some provision, drawing straws or whatever.
And then they would vote. And even if the Electoral College never voted, then it would go to the Congress to select the president. There's all kinds of provisions. Not voting is not going to stop them.
No.
The other thing is it's not rational to expect government employees to stop voting.
Correct.
So basically, if you stop voting, what you do is you hand over control
to
of the government to its own employees.
That's right. Yep.
Who are going to pursue their interests, not yours.
That's absolutely true. But that's why it's very rare that you'll find a 0% election. But whenever you do, you always see that somebody gets the office and the government continues because those people who didn't vote still pay taxes. And they still go and they obey the government licensing laws and restrictions and obedience.
But do you remember in Florida when they elected a libertarian majority to one of the mud boards? Well, we called them mud boards. They were actually called soil and water conservation boards. But, you know,
did
mix
they
it together
the mud?
It's water. They did. They disbanded the thing. It was, I think it was Seminole County.
Parker, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Parker's always got these pie-in-the-sky ideas about how, you know, we can change everything. And
I want to be on his side. It just, I'm confused.
Yeah.
Because at one point, I'm not a big fan of political activism.
No, you're an anarchist.
Right.
You have a show. You've got a show. What's it called?
The Anarchist Experience.
And where do people go to download
AnarchistExperience.com.
All right.
See, I'm an anarchist, and I'm definitely a fan of political activists.
See?
Activism.
But his idea was to run a candidate, refuse to take the oath of office, and then promote not voting,
mm-hmm.
which means the candidate, if everyone listened to him, would still lose.
Sure.
And it wouldn't matter that they...
But the thing is, any plan that requires everyone to do a thing is a failure from the get-go, because everyone's not going to do that thing at any point. There are always going to be people who disagree with you, especially, as you pointed out, Rich, the government employees themselves who have an incentive to continue voting and continue perpetuating that system. So this whole let's get everybody to not vote plan, it's dead from the word go. It might make you feel all principled to talk about, but there's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in a Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition here. We'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Richie Rich.
And don't forget, we've got clips, video clips of Free Talk Live that Eric Free Rock has come out of retirement and is making for us. He's actually putting them up on his own YouTube channel, which is called Liberty Bits. You can subscribe easily by going to clips.freetalklive.com. And he's been doing like two or three clips a day of our show. So it's an easier way to share maybe a segment or two, you know, something we were talking about. You want to share that with your friends or family on your social media. Share one of the video clips. That way you don't have to give them a whole two-hour-long show and be like, oh, yeah, you got to tune to 38 minutes in or whatever. It's just right there. In video form, it's easy to share. So check out clips.freetalklive.com to do that. And also, if you're following us on social media, the clips are being auto-posted to our Twitter, our Mastodon, and Telegram channel. So if you want to follow us on Twitter, it's twitter.freetalklive.com. Mastodon is toot.freetalklive.com. That's a decentralized competitor to Twitter. It's very, very cool. And then also telegram.freetalklive.com.
So how does Mastodon work?
Very well.
I guess that's a sufficient answer for this audience. I'll ask you again after the show.
It works like Twitter. So if you're familiar with Twitter, it's like that with the hashtags and the at symbols.
Yeah, but Twitter is centralized, so it must work differently to be decentralized.
To the user, it works like Twitter.
Is it on a blockchain?
No, blockchains are inefficient, so you wouldn't want to put it on a blockchain.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
It's decentralized and federated, which means that there are thousands of servers that can connect to one another. So I'm on the Liberty server, which is the libertarian server. The default one for Mastodon, made by the Mastodon programmers, is based in Europe, and it's very restrictive as far as its free speech. It doesn't have it, basically. There's no free speech.
Well, it can't have it in Germany.
Exactly. It's Germany and France, actually. Their regulations are what control the main server. So there's thousands of other servers that you can join, and then each server admin gets to decide who to federate with. So do you want to not federate with the Nazis? Probably a good idea. You can disconnect from them. You can disconnect from the servers that you don't want to be associated with, basically. So each server admin gets to decide their own policies about what's allowed and what's not.
And that would filter all the
content. So that's more or less the same model that Usenet would use.
Yeah, you can look at it that way, except it's much more user-friendly than Usenet.
Right. Yeah. Well, I loved Usenet back in
the
day.
Sure, but you and I were around back in the day when, that was a thing. True. Usenet's still there. You can still get on Usenet.
Yeah, but Usenet isn't Usenet anymore when it's not, like, 90% written by PhDs,
What's that? PhD? What is that?
PhD.
Oh, PhD. I thought you said PhD.
I think I stuttered a little bit. But I was trying to say PhD, and... the intellectual content of Usenet went down tubes when Al Gore said he was going to build an information superhighway, and people discovered that the internet had existed since the 60s.
Do we need an FTL IRC chat room?
We had one. It's still there.
Okay.
For LRN.fm, that's actually what we had before the Discord server. So that still exists, but I don't think anybody's been in it for a long time in any meaningful fashion. It just kind of became a troll zone.
Or a Yahoo group.
For a while. Yahoo groups. Yeah, that goes back, huh? No, nobody has a Yahoo group anymore. I mean, at least nobody I know is using that.
No mailing list.
There is actually a mailing list. You can sign up for emails from Free Talk Live. We do them on a weekly basis. You can go to freetalklive.com. The email is the email box is right there on the front page of the website.
It's almost as old as cassette tapes.
But you know what? If you want to reach people, email's still a good way to do it.
That's true.
It's still a good way because you're not being moderated by any algorithm on some social media site that wants to not have you reach the people that you want to reach. So let's go back to the phones, to the fun. We got Larry. He's in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Hello, Larry.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
First of all, you both recognize that we are taxed into nearly tax slavery.
Sure. I think all three of us recognize that.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And, however, one of the things that I've paid a lot of attention to and know quite a bit about is that is the concept of the fair tax, which is, I don't know what tax is fair. But the
there's no such thing.
Zero.
It's a consumption tax, and in the... alliteration of the fair of the consumption tax. They want to tax people.
You might have been consuming a little bit tonight, huh? Just saying.
23%. 23%.
23% alcohol?
Which is, Sorry. Excuse me?
Okay, sorry. Don't bust his balls. He's getting there.
23% is a fair tax for consumption.
Give me a break here.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The idea is they want to charge a 23% tax. And, however, I believe that it would be more reasonable to charge a 15% tax because 15% of our national gross domestic product is $15 trillion. No, it's $20 trillion. And 15% of $20 trillion is $3 trillion, which is the amount of money. Come on, buddy. Don't do me like that.
Was that a sound effect?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
My numbers.
I didn't mean to out you, bro.
My numbers are dead on.
Look, Larry, here's what I have to say about the tax that you're referring to. I remember years ago on Free Talk Live, we interviewed one of the so-called fair tax people for like an hour and a half. But we hardly ever do interviews on Free Talk Live, but this was one of the ones we did.
Right.
And we got into it deep. And, of course, the claim is, and they've been pushing this thing for decades now. It's been a couple decades that they've been trying to do something with this, and it's never gone anywhere. But the proposal that they make is that it should be 23 to 29% is usually the higher end mention.
Wait, give me a break here.
No, hold on. You brought this thing up, and I'm going to, you know, explain my opinion at the very least about it, and then you guys are certainly free to weigh in here. But the proposal, as I recall them making it, was usually 23 to 29%, so they don't know what it's going to end up being. And they also claim that they think they can get rid of the IRS, but that's not always part of the proposal. It's not necessarily going to be the case that the so-called fair tax will go into place and that they'll abolish the IRS at the same time.
That's
it's much
problem.
More likely that the IRS will stay in place. Maybe they'll roll back some of the...
Now, what do you mean by the IRS existing? Do you mean the IRS will continue to be the name of the organization that administers the fair tax?
No, that the income tax will stay.
Or are you saying that the income tax would exist?
That the income tax will stay. Now, it may not stay as is. They might roll it. Remember how they started the tax back when it was only going to be on rich people, and then they expanded it to include, you know, a wider range? Well, so then maybe they'll roll it back a little bit, and they'll say, see, it won't apply to most people. We're just going to tax the rich.
See, the fair tax proposal itself has a whole list of taxes that it would replace.
But that's not going to happen.
It's designed to be
Well, the caller was talking about a consumption fair tax as well.
That's what the proposal
the
is.
Fair
it's
tax
a national
is
sales
a consumption tax.
It's a national
it's
sales,
a sales tax.
Tax.
It's a consumption tax.
What's the difference?
Difference is sales tax covers used goods. Consumption tax does not. Consumption tax covers services. Sales tax does
There's
not.
There's more coming up here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, is making three appearances this week on Capitol Hill as the Russia probe continues. Democratic Congressman Jim Hines of Connecticut, speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, says the results of the special counsel investigation must be made public.
Attacking the FBI, attacking Bob Mueller, everything about this has become political. The way to end that, of course, is for the truth to be out there. And if that truth indicates that President Trump committed no crime, impeachable or otherwise, so be it. If it indicates that he did, that's a much more complicated world. But first and foremost, given that we've been on the edge of our seats for the last 2 years on this issue, everyone in this country needs to know what happened, and then we decide where to take it from there.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, live Sunday edition of the show with you tonight. You've got Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Richie Rich.
855-450-FREE as we continue here. We've been talking about technology in the workplace, and that's resulted in conversations about everything from the minimum wage to the fair tax, government regulations, and so on. I haven't really gotten to any other show prep, which is fine. We don't mind that, especially when you guys are participating on the phones, as you are. So we're going to go and continue with your calls and thoughts here. E. Greg is on the line on our Discord server. E. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. Hey. I was wondering, did you guys ever talk about Andrew Yang, who's running for president? Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Interesting. Okay, he's a Chinese-American. He's out of New York City. And okay. His whole platform is about UBI, Universal Basic Income.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, let's hear it.
Sure. Well, basically, you know, he's recognizing the effect that technology is having on workers, kind of what you guys are talking about. Truck driving, for example, 70 million people, I think, are drivers, and there's going to be self-driving cars. There's going to be self-driving trucks on the road. A lot of the jobs are going to be either replaced or one person will be able to do the job of many people.
What will those truck drivers do?
Something else.
Something else. Something else. And they should be able to have a safety net to be able to switch their job, to go to school and to, you know, invest, maybe even raise their children and spend time with their children.
Okay. So do you believe that everybody who is born should be subject to the safety net?
Everyone who is born?
Yes.
As opposed to as people who are not born?
Do you believe that all people should receive the safety net payment, and basically their survival should be insured.
Well, me personally, I think so, but Andrew's platform is only for adults. It is not for children.
Okay, that's actually an interesting modification, and it does address one of the complaints, which is if it's paid out to children, then that would encourage parents to have more children in order to get more UBI.
Like
so
welfare?
That's exactly how welfare works, and that's one of the reasons that I think a modified UBI like you're describing in Yang, why I think it would be better than the existing welfare system, in almost exactly the same ways that I think the fair tax would be better than the existing taxation system, because it is simpler, it's streamlined, it doesn't reward nonsense.
But would either of these proposals come into play with the other stuff being wiped out, right? Because the fair tax supposedly is going to get rid of the IRS, but you know the politicians aren't likely going to follow through with that, so you're going to end up with both.
That is part of the fair tax proposal, so if it doesn't
can be stripped
include
out.
The repeal, then it's no longer the fair tax,
well,
in my opinion.
Then you might end up with a national sales tax or consumption tax, as you described it earlier, and an income tax on top of that. And same thing with the UBI, you may end up with a UBI and welfare on top.
You might, in which case you've just, the other nice thing about the fair tax is that agorists can evade it completely and effectively, which makes it much nicer than the, just don't collect it.
I want to register
your business.
There on Main Street. They're going to find you. Somebody's going to report
maybe
you.
Your business isn't going to be on Main Street.
Some snitch is going to report you, and they're going to investigate you, just like the IRS investigates people now. Like I was saying, if I'm opening up a store, and you're saying it's a consumption tax, so therefore, if it's a used item, I don't have to collect it. All of a sudden, all my items are used. You think they're not going to have a problem with that?
I don't know exactly what they're going to do. I don't think that's how it works. I don't think it's a matter of whether the item is new or used. I think the item is the question is
someone have to charge 23% on my thrift store?
No, because they would I don't think declaring it used would work, because I think that what they want is that the tax gets paid on every item once. So it gets it is paid on first consumer sale. Is the technical term, and I've been reaching for that term through this whole show, and I finally came up. First consumer sale. So your thrift shop would not be subject to it. When you bought a car new off the lot, that would be subject to it. But when you resold that car, it would not be subject to the fair
tax. Correct me if I'm wrong. Does the fair tax, the biggest component of that is a value-added tax on items?
No.
It's not a value-added tax. And the difference is a value-added tax is paid by every company in the supply chain. So you buy your inputs, you sell your outputs, and you pay your value-added tax
at
on the difference
sale.
Between the value of your inputs and your outputs. And that's not how the fair tax works.
But to come back to the UBI, the Universal Basic Income proposal here, that there's various proposals that keep getting made. The fair tax had an element of that as well. If you recall, the fair tax, one of the most egregious portions of it, even if it were put in the way that you had said that they wanted to propose it, Rich, was to say to get rid of the IRS and replace it with this so-called fair tax across the board, this national sales tax, it would also have what they had a term for it, the prebate, where they would basically send out a welfare check to every individual. I got to turn you down there, Greg. It sounds like you're turning up something in the background, so we'll get right back to you. So this prebate would go out to every person who was a tax-paying person, essentially, and I don't know if it included children or not. I don't recall that detail. But every single person would get a monthly check from the government, and that's what this UBI proposal is as well, is that everybody gets a monthly check. And there's a serious danger in getting people hooked on government checks like that. Don't you agree?
there could be certain. Are you asking me or the caller?
You.
Okay.
Are you asking me?
There certainly is that danger, and there certainly is a
entitlement. It creates an entitlement mentality.
It does to some extent, but it's similar to the argument for the flat tax, which is if there's going to be a tax, tax everybody at the same rate, and the fair tax, of course, does have. It is a flat tax. The intention of the prebate and the amount of the prebate, you really have to understand in order to understand why it's there. And the amount of the prebate is the amount that you would pay in taxes if your level of consumption was equal to the poverty level. Mm-hmm. So that's like your first $1,000 or something, or maybe $12,000. Let's say your first $1,000 a month, because I'm pulling numbers out of my
sure.
butt, so I might as well pull a round one out. It won't hurt as much. so say your first $1,000 a month. Well, if you spent $1,000 a month and the tax rate was 23%,
right?
Then you would pay $230 in taxation. Mm-hmm. So that would
that's
be the amount of your prebate
yeah.
would be the $230.
I'm glad you explained that, because that's what you're right. That's what their excuse was behind it. But either way, it's still a monthly check that every American would receive yeah. from the government, and would create a welfare mentality, an entitlement mentality among far more people than currently exist.
See, I don't know that it would necessarily create that mentality. I don't know
that's
what
one of the reasons
psychological...
UBI is a problem.
UBI doesn't have to be a problem in concept. The problem with UBI, just like most other things that I take issue with, is where does the funding come from?
So let's get back to Greg. We'll let him answer that question yeah. coming up here, because I don't know what this guy's proposal is, this Yang. Because, again, there's a variety of these different variants yeah. of UBI proposals. People keep making them. And, of course, it's predicated on the idea that somehow automation is going to eliminate jobs when, as we pointed out earlier, usually just people shift into new careers and new skills. Anyway, more coming up here. We can continue with Greg. Your calls and thoughts welcome in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live on the way at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay Heating Pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay Heating Pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay Heating Pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you. If you want to dial in toll free, you can do that. Bring up whatever you want to discuss. Talking about universal basic income right now. Greg's on the line in New York. We'll continue with that discussion. It's Ian, Rich, and Richie in the studio here tonight. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, don't forget about our forum. You can go and join discussions with other Free Talk Live listeners in a forum setting. We talk a lot about the Discord, which is an on-air, so like a chat room, or actually a variety of chat rooms on a chat server, which is fun. The forum is a different kind of feel because then it's more organized. Instead of just a real-time chat, it's organized into different topics. And you can go to forum.freetalklive.com to find that and get interactive there. Forum.freetalklive.com. So we go back to Greg in New York on our Discord lines. Go ahead, Greg. You called in about this political candidate, Yang, who had proposed a UBI, but I don't think you really kind of got into the details before we ended up going off and talking about it.
Yeah, tell me about Yang's proposal.
Sure. Well, I think Yang's platform in general is really smart. Look, let me talk about U.S. politics just for a second, okay? I think that Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton largely because Hillary was out of touch with the workers in this country, people who were losing jobs, people whose wages were stagnant. And someone like Bernie Sanders spoke to the workers. Hillary did not. Trump did. So I think that in this election, it will come down to, for a lot of people, what can you do for me? And while Bernie, I love, you know, Bernie's concern for the people of this country, I think Andrew Yang almost has more smarter proposals because he's not, you know, doing a Green New Deal, for example. He would do something with like a carbon tax where the carbon tax would get redistributed to everybody equally as universal basic income. That's actually a proposal that's already been done by the climate lobby and it's in Congress.
I'm already against him.
18. So that's a nice.
By the way,
the thing that I like about that proposal is if you use less than the median amount of carbon, you can then completely ignore the system, and whatever your amount of you know, basically you'll have a balance accumulating in an account somewhere and you can completely ignore that.
You can do that and eliminate your income tax by not working that much either.
True.
It says here, by the way, I just pulled up Yang 2020's website, and it says, how do we pay for universal basic income? And one of their main proposals here is a value-added tax. So they are proposing, or at least Yang is proposing, a 10% VAT tax, which, as you explained earlier, Rich, hits at every level of production. Every time a thing is sold from producer to wholesaler or supplier to producer to wholesaler, it gets taxed.
Yeah, and the other thing is that creates a disadvantage for local suppliers. buyers above, say, Chinese producers who aren't paying the value-added tax and don't have to carry that extra cost forward through the supply chain. So I really think that
tariffs on
Chinese
goods.
I really think that the fair tax would be a better. I mean, if the thing to do if you wanted to go to kind of the extreme of that system would be to have the fair tax plus the universal basic income, which is then an inflated prebate. It's already built in that there is some amount, and yes, that amount could be reduced to could be called the could be a UBI.
What I love about these proposals is that they're all equivalent in some way. Like Milton Friedman talked about a negative tax. You know, you have now the UBI, and essentially it represents choice. It represents freedom. I want to see.
That's a crazy thing to say.
That was a big old leap.
That a tax represents freedom. There's no such thing.
That's a matter of point of view. I understand his point of view. It's saying freedom from the need to go work for somebody else or starve, which are basically your choices in
today's society. You can go right now. Well, not right now. They're probably closed. But during the daytime, you can go down to the food bank here in Keene and get a box full of food. So the idea that you have a choice.
Okay, be homeless.
Well, I'll explain. I don't mean freedom just like that. I mean freedom like if you have food stamps, you have to spend them on food. But if you have UBI,
no, you don't
have
to spend them on food. You can sell them to people who then give you cash for them.
Legally, you have to spend them on food. Let's not pick that. Let's not pick not nits that small.
But it happens.
Yeah, the point is, it's much more convenient to spend cash than food stamps and try to get out of it.
It's hard to buy crack with food stamps.
That's not right.
But it can be done,
Well, what I used to tell people to do when they came with food stamps and wanted weed is I would say, well, go down to the grocery store and get me 12 packs of soda.
Right.
And then I would keep the sodas in the refrigerator. And when most of the people I dealt with were runners, so they were running in and out all day and they were running across town. Most of them didn't have cars. And so I'd sell them the sodas back cold one at a time.
Yep.
And end up making $12. 12-pack I paid $2 for. But anyway, go ahead.
Let's get back to the UBI.
That's one guy. That's one guy, and maybe that's $12. But for the vast majority of they want to be able to have individual choice as to where they spend their money. And the other nice thing about this is that if you have a UBI, you might be able to abolish the minimum wage. Because if you're already getting
That's like part and parcel is you don't have a minimum wage if you have a UBI. You know, because there's no reason for one anymore. The justification is gone.
I like the idea of people being able to spend their money where they want to, so long as that money is honorably earned.
I mean, the thing is, if you're spending food stamps, you have to spend it at some kind of a corporate store that has a connection to the government so that they can accept your food stamps.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You can spend that with your agorist neighbor.
But remember, because this is going, at least in Yang's proposal, going to require a VAT tax, the price of everything's going to go up. So his proposal is to give everybody $1,000 a month. Your $1,000 a month isn't going to buy near as much as $1,000 a month today would buy after you put in a VAT tax.
That's probably true. The fair tax would not have that have that effect because it would be repealing a bunch of other tax and those taxes get embedded in the price. If it doesn't do that, then no true fair tax would not repeal those things.
How many political programs have been proposed without modification in a committee, right? Like you propose a thing and then the committee modifies it. So it'll never look like the fair tax. Whatever it is that if somebody puts a fair tax proposal in, it will not look like it was put in when it gets passed. Guaranteed.
Yeah, that's almost
that's politics.
Almost certainly true. And, you know, you would have to look at the individual proposal to see it. But conceptually...
All right, Greg.
So conceptually, then, as far as UBI is concerned, I'm not an advocate for it.
Me neither.
I'm not a fan of it.
I think it's bad news.
Like I said before the break earlier, it comes down to how is it funded, and the only
by force, I guarantee it.
Guaranteed.
Well, However, if it was up to me, I just want to say how I would fund it if, yeah. it was, if I was doing this. I would fund it first and foremost with a carbon tax, because if anything else, even if we distribute $1 to each person, I know those people will vote up the tax. And I would like to see, finally, someone put a tax on the externality of everyone poisoning the atmosphere and polluting the atmosphere. I would love to see a tax on that just for that, so renewables can have.
My big issue is I don't know that carbon dioxide qualifies as a pollutant.
Isn't it what
carbon
trees
dioxide
breathe?
Is part of the life
and what
cycle.
You exhale?
Yeah.
At 1,000 ppm, human cognition goes down, and we're already at 400 in the last 10 years. You've added another 20 ppm.
So I blame the government schools.
Let me throw out one concept to fund UBI proposed to me by a friend, and it seems to be more reasonable than anything else I've heard so far.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And his proposal is, so long as there's going to be inflationary currency, the first new prints should be given out as UBI payments.
Instead of giving to corporations.
Yeah, that's actually a method that I've considered as well. And it does guarantee the eventual destruction of the dollar, but the eventual destruction of the dollar is already guaranteed.
Yeah.
So it's speeding that along would be a feature, not a bug.
Well, now, Greg, I mentioned this during the break because, Richie, you brought up that your friend is interested in working on some sort of a cryptocurrency UBI. And I said, well, Greg actually has already got that project started. You want to plug your Intercoin?
Sure. What you guys just mentioned, that community could print currency and give it to everybody. Intercoin, that's one of the applications. We want to have communities be self-sufficient, not necessarily depend on government given money from above. Even though it's legal tender, obviously you need to accept it, but it's a complementary currency that then you could use in your local community to help.
So why not just give out Intercoin instead of VAT taxing?
Well, that's the thing. That's what he's proposing, is to do it voluntarily. If you can do it voluntarily, I think that that's the ideal method. And Greg, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Intercoin's an interesting concept, and they've already got a website and stuff put together, so check that out. I forget what it is. But anyway, more crypto, just search for it. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.